Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on the site. We give them away, and you get to create the content as well. So, you know, you see something online you want to share with us and share with our listeners, you submit it as show prep there, get it voted up, and it'll make it to the front page of the website. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Memmi.
And Mark.
Let's get right into the phone calls here. You and your thoughts about what is on your mind. A lot of people have had the Christopher Dorner situation on their minds here tonight, but you don't have to necessarily talk about that. We'll get a little bit more about it here in moments. But first, Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, you know, Ron Paul is trying to get the domain name, ronpaul.com, taken away from the people who have been operating a website there for a few years.
I heard about these allegations. Is there any truth to it?
Well, that's what I've heard is I've been the target of these. It's called a UDRP action, a Uniform Domain Resolution Policy. And it's all across the internet, and I've had domain names taken away from me by Mothers Against Drunk Driving, but then they didn't take possession of them, so I simply registered them again and put websites back up against them.
Huh.
What I decided to do, I think, how about, let's see if he'll settle for, instead of ronpaul.com, how about a domain extension that has been marketed to healthcare, like doctors and people, the .md extension. Maybe he'll settle for ronpaul.md. And so I took a look, and that one was still available. And what's to stop somebody from going ahead and registering it if they get that bright idea? So I went ahead and registered it, and I'll give that one to Ron Paul if he wants it, and maybe he'll settle for that one.
So I'd heard that this, and Tom, I don't know, and I appreciate your call, by the way. I heard that that this Ron Paul thing had to do with some folks who had bought the ronpaul.com and ronpaul.org domain names back in the day. And they had, when I guess Ron Paul said during an interview that he wishes that he had gotten the ronpaul.com domain name, they allegedly reached out to him to say, hey, we've got it, and we'll give you the .org for free, and we want a lot of money for the .com. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true, because I'd also heard that Ron Paul, or someone who is associated with Ron Paul, I don't know if it was his son or his campaign manager or whoever, came out and said this is inaccurate. Something was not allegedly true about the claims that were being made about Ron Paul. They were saying that he was going to the UN to demand
Seems like a really strange claim, doesn't it?
It does.
Ron Paul going to the UN to get his website back?
Yeah.
Or we have a website? I don't know.
And if it were true, it'd be pretty outrageous. So I wonder, you know, what level of truth does that have? I have not done much research into this. I have to tell you, I've been, you know, busy with other matters and the Christopher Dorner case and all that. So honestly, I don't know that much about it. Have either of you heard anything on this?
No, but I would say that a guy that has been burned like Ron Paul was, as far as the newsletters went back in the early 90s, that made his presidential some of the big news in his presidential run. I can totally see why this guy would want to have RonPaul.com. I mean, if they were saying things that he didn't like, it wouldn't surprise me that he would want to get that website away from them.
Sure. And, you know, if we can learn more about this, we'll certainly let you know. I imagine a number of our listeners are far more familiar with this than we are. In fact, Mark, would you mind asking on Facebook or Twitter? Maybe we could get some links where we can do some more research on this. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here tonight. And of course, you can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. We've got links to both of them there, as well as our email service. So that'll be a good way for you to keep up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live. I mean, I'm just scanning down dailypaul.com right here, which is probably the go-to website for Ron Paul-related news, and it appears to be far more than just Ron Paul-related news these days. Maybe that's because they've expanded their focus. Maybe there's just not that much news about Ron Paul, but there's just a bunch of news about other stuff here. Fox News, Ron Paul has no legal right to ronpaul.com. So
I don't don't know whether that makes any sense at all. I know that, I worked for a company that had topflightgolf.com, and Topflight darn sure came and got it.
Yeah, anyway, your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. So let's get back to the Chris Dorner situation, and then still to come here tonight, we've got even more, including, Mark, you've got a migration map you wanted to tell us about, and Nemi, the Pentagon urging a delay in budget cuts. According to counterpunch.org, the execution of Christopher Dorner, they say that the scene could not be more surreal. The remains of a cabin south of Big Bear still smoldering. The president delivered his State of the Union address. To be fair, they had yet to confirm that the person they were incinerating in a cabin near Big Bear actually was Dorner, and they still have yet to really confirm that. They just claimed they found a wallet. Earlier in the day, San Bernardino County sheriffs received a call reporting a stolen vehicle driven by someone matching the description of Dorner. If the experience of the past 5 days is any indication, this narrowed it down to black men, Asian women, and skinny white men.
I was going to say, it didn't narrow it down to black men at all.
The $1 million reward offered for information leading to Dorner's capture or death also offered a measurable rubric for the value of the lives of police officers, as traditionally rewards in homicide cases are closer to $20,000. In the gathering of hurried interviews, some interesting truths from the public made it into the TV news. An MSNBC reporter asked a witness, "Were you worried when you learned Christopher Dorner was so close to your house?" The witness responded, quote, "Actually, I was just afraid of the cops."
I was worried, yeah, because I knew it would come after
him. Going around shooting people.
Given the unrestrained violence unleashed in recent days by the LAPD, this sentiment is perhaps unsurprising, but demonstrating a degree of hubris matched only by an utter absence of ironic intent. LAPD Chief Charlie Beck said, evidently with a straight face, quote, "To be targeted because of what you are, that is absolutely terrifying." To which many nationwide responded with an audible guffaw, "Welcome to the club." An interview with a man who was allegedly carjacked by Dorner. Now, we still have yet to find out who was held hostage.
It was a couple, a married couple in the cabin.
That's all we know.
Yeah.
But that would be a carjacking, right?
Like, but wait, the couple was not in the cabin. Because
they were in a different house. Like, Dorner came and got the vehicle from them, and then I think drove it to his cabin.
Tied them up in that house and then went to the cabin.
That's as I understand
right.
it.
Well, apparently he carjacked somebody else, because the man who was allegedly carjacked by Dorner...
Wouldn't that be a carjacking? If you stole somebody...
If you stole from their house, I guess.
What would you call that?
Normally you think of a carjacking, somebody sitting in their car.
Yeah.
No, I mean...
You get jacked out of your car, and they take your car.
Armed car theft? That's a carjacking. I think that's carjacking.
I don't know. Anyway, you're welcome to chime in.
I think Ian's right in that you have to be in the car to actually be carjacked.
Well, then talk to the author. Because I think that at this point we have no evidence that that the carjacking is not the couple, right?
This is the very first terribly written news article we have ever come across on this show.
An interview with the man who was allegedly carjacked by Dorner said that while police had told the man not to tell the whole story, he reported that Dorner had simply said, "I don't want to hurt you. Take your dog and go." It doesn't say take your wife and go.
No,
he said take your dog. Now, wouldn't it be possible that Dorner took more than one car on his little journey? So, sheriff's deputies found the vehicle yesterday. The driver allegedly retreated into a cabin, at one point reemerging amid the smoke of a diversionary device to exchange more than 100 rounds of fire with deputies. Two police were injured, with one later dying. Police quickly established a large perimeter, closing highways around Seven Oaks, south of Big Bear, up to 20 miles away. Establishing the perimeter also seemed to mean keeping the media at an arm's length. While press helicopters had been providing live shots of the cabin in which Dorner was allegedly holed up, the SBSD quickly requested that the media withdraw to roadblocks miles away and that news choppers cease to transmit live video for fear of providing strategic information to Dorner himself. The San Bernardino Sheriff's Department requested that media outlets and individuals cease and desist from even tweeting about the manhunt and the shootouts.
Yeah, Dorner's down in his basement with his, his assault rifle.
Checking
just
Facebook.
Waiting, checking Twitter.
855-450-FREE. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, Dorner actually was checking Twitter. He could have tweeted something out, and he never did that. You can take control here. Bring up anything. Your thoughts are welcome. More about Dorner's death, alleged death, here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Jim Newcomer from Minus Resources, February 13th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.4870. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.8983, $8.4492 for a half ounce, or $4.2246 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.8983, $8.4492, and $4.2261.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial in toll free and bring up what you want at 855-453. We got more about the Ron Paul domain name squatting conflict here in moments. 855-453, also on Skype as lrn.fm. You can connect with us there as well. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have for you, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. And they are totally free. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. You'll find several of them at the top of the page, and then there's also the archive section. Plus, there's SoundCloud, which has the Free Talk Live archives and more. You not only get the Free Talk Live archives through SoundCloud, but also you'll get Edgington Post episodes, which are your interview series, Mark, that you perform off the air. You do as a podcast. And then also, every now and then, we'll throw an interview up that we might perform or one of our co-hosts might be involved in. So recently I put up an interview with Derek J on the SoundCloud page. So again, you can go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find a link to SoundCloud there, or go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
Ian, this is I've got my nightly Bitcoin question, and if you have Bitcoin questions, just email them to me at mark@freetalklive.com.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
And I'd like to answer people's Bitcoin questions.
Great.
But tonight's nightly Bitcoin question is, can somebody just hack into your Bitcoin wallet on your computer?
Can they hack into the wallet? Are you asking me?
Yeah, well, you're more qualified than I am. I think that a lot of people kind of... you know, they're worried about viruses and things like that, and I think that's a legitimate fear.
You would have to define hack. I mean, there's you know,
people asking the question don't have a good definition for hack.
So let me answer it in several different ways then. Okay. So there's a way of someone can physically get on your computer, and if you're
in
Bitcoin,
real life,
yes,
okay,
if you're
that's not hacking,
social engineering perhaps.
Okay,
some would put it in the same category. You are getting access to something that is not supposed, you're not supposed to have access to, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you leave the Bitcoin client open and unsecured on an open and unsecured computer, then there's a chance somebody could get on there and then send all your Bitcoins out to their wallet.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility. What are the chances they're going to be able to remote into your computer and hack into it? Yeah, those are fairly low. They would have to somehow get some kind of a program onto your computer, some sort of a backdoor program or remote desktop
a virus
program.
Could be that way, right?
Viruses can do that sort of thing, as I understand it. So if you've got antivirus software, you're probably protected from most of that. But then again, if the virus is brand new, if it's something they've coded themselves, you know, antivirus may not necessarily pick that up. So, you know, if you're not opening strange emails and installing programs that you didn't ask to install and things like that, you're probably not going to have that happen unless, again, somebody gets on your computer and puts the virus on there personally. So there's that. There's always that possibility. You know, it's money. You're dealing with something that is valuable, and it kind of makes sense to take some steps to protect that money a little bit more than just leaving it sitting out, if you will. Even though it's in your computer, it could still be kind of sitting out.
I think for the average person, a blockchain.info wallet is probably the level of safety that one needs.
You don't have to download the client, and that makes it easy, that's for sure.
And for somebody who's storing a lot of money in bitcoins, then, you know, maybe a separate, they're coming out with these things, but they have not yet created them yet, a separate mm-hmm. machine. In some cases, they'll just have jump drives
yep.
that will have your Bitcoin wallet on, and that's coming soon. Expect that by the end of the year. You know, right now, I've got a little netbook that I don't really use for anything. It's slower than Christmas, and I just use it to keep, you know, Bitcoins on, and it never does anything, and it's not even in my possession. So
you mean you don't hook it up to the internet necessarily, you know, most of the time, and unless you need to update the blockchain or something like that.
Yeah,
you're not using it for any other purposes. It has Linux on it, so it's not subject to viruses mm-hmm. like Windows or Macintosh perhaps might be.
And don't store it in your house. I mean, let's be clear, people. This is like storing gold. Do you want to have 3 or 4 gold bars in your house?
Well, if somebody got their hands on that laptop. It wouldn't matter because you've also encrypted the wallet there. It's not just sitting out on that laptop. So if they got that laptop, they wouldn't necessarily be able to get your wallet.
I don't want them to break into my house and kill me over a mistake either.
I don't know what that means.
Well, here's what I'm trying to tell you. I had a convertible one time. Mm-hmm. I always left the doors unlocked so that some moron wouldn't cut the top in order to get something out of it.
Yeah.
Some moron cut the top.
Because he didn't try the door.
Because he didn't try the frickin' door first. So I am just not interested in
it's
people,
funny now.
You know, well, yeah.
It wasn't funny then.
It was really, really frustrating. You yeah. stupid bum. They were right. after some change of the console.
Of course.
And they cut my top.
And buy some crack or something like that.
Not with that.
They'll collect change from several cars and then go and buy some crack, Mark. You don't understand. They're going to buy some crack or something with that. Maybe meth. But they're going to buy something drug-related.
I don't know what they bought with it. But I'm just saying.
They're probably not buying a hamburger. Just saying.
It's it's not always the greatest idea in the world to keep valuable things in at your house.
There are instructions online that will help you protect your bitcoins. If you're just going to keep a few bitcoins on your computer, you're not at any serious risk. As you mentioned, there's blockchain.info, which is a great place for an online wallet. And if you are going to have a serious amount of bitcoins, then maybe you should spend some time researching how to best protect those. BitcoinTalk.org, I think, is the website where there's like a lot of forum posts all over the place.
Yeah.
Lots of great information. People who are experts at this sort of thing that can help you. There's a frequently asked questions there about how to actually secure your bitcoins as much as possible. And you can
have
more
the basics at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
We have some links that will help you at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But, you know, with securing a Bitcoin wallet, you can have more than one wallet. You can have the wallet that's secured, and then you can have the wallet that's not so secure. So you can have kind of like a working wallet, and then you can have the safe wallet. And you can have as many of those as you want. So keep that in mind as well. 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue here. We'll talk more about Dorner in a moment. Scott's on the line in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Pass on some information about the RonPaul.com thing that I read on Lou Rockwell's website. You know,
yes,
he's associated with Paul. And basically what he says is that Paul did not go to the UN, or at least not directly. He's seeking to have ICANN, which is the international sort of quasi-private nonprofit organization that actually owns all the domain names. And he's going to them through their usual procedures to try to file a complaint about cyber squatting and trying to get his the domain name transferred to him. So it's not the UN exactly, although it is sort of indirectly because RonPaul.com is registered in Australia. They have to do international arbitration, and yes, that is associated with the UN. Now quoting from the blog, "Too bad, but one must play the cards when it's dealt." So,
what do you think about this? I mean, I see this article here over at Lou Rockwell. I'd actually pulled it up during the news break. What do you think about this? This whole situation with RonPaul.com?
Yeah, there's more information I wish I had. I wish I knew these RonPaul.com people. I looked at their website, and on the one hand, you could say, well, they were helping promote Ron Paul in his campaigns. On the other hand, they seem to be not too shy about making bucks off of what they were doing either. They've kind of scored all kinds of merchandise.
Good for them. What's wrong with them making some money off of promoting Ron Paul? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Nothing wrong with that, except that on their site, you know, on their blog where they talk about it, they paint themselves as selfless supporters of Ron Paul, and not in any way doing this for their own benefit.
I can tell you, I went to RonPaul.com to see what they were going to say about this, and there was nothing there about this.
They deleted the page, actually. It's kind of surprising.
Oh, so there was something?
There was something, and it's not there anymore.
Scott, thanks for the update, man. Appreciate the info. 855-450-FREE, and we can share more on this topic here in moments. Julian, what do you think about what Ron Paul's doing? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can share your thoughts on Christopher Dorner, Ron Paul, allegedly trying to take ronpaul.com from its current owners, or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE coming up. We can talk about the faltering and failing magazine business. But the Christopher Dorner topic seems to be a pretty hot one, as well as the Ron Paul thing. 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. LRN.FM is the username there. You will need to send us an ad contact request. We'll accept it, and then at that point, it'll be easy for you to connect to us on Skype. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of great features. The mobile site is there, M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com takes you to a page which gives you access quickly to our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband, as well as the podcast. Once again, go to m.freetalklive.com.
I was just telling you about bitcoins. If you're interested in getting some bitcoins, there's been some money made today on bitcoins. They went from, in the course of the day, they went from $24.50 up to almost $26. Down to like 22, and then back up in the last few minutes to 25.50.
So really?
There's been a very volatile run on bitcoins today, and a lot of people have made and some lost some money. It's a market, and your mileage may vary.
Yep,
but if
sure.
you want to get some bitcoins, the way to do it is bitinstant.com. My advice to you is to buy bitcoins and hold them. Don't play with these people online, because people are using computers to buy and sell and trade and make money as Bitcoin, you know, goes upward or whatever. And
wait, aren't you doing that?
I was.
You stopped?
Yes.
Okay. Why? Because you got burned?
No, I didn't get burned. I just wasn't.
But when you lose money, isn't that generally getting burned?
Getting burned is getting jilted.
Okay.
Getting
gotcha.
Cheated. I mean, I just...
It burns to lose money, though. I don't know about you, but
it's not a pleasant experience, yeah. And I lost a few bucks doing it. It was just less efficient than buying and holding.
Although,
Try it out. Don't you think I owe it to my listeners to try things like this out so that I can give them a better advice?
Yeah, I like that Derek Jay, who was hosting the Angel Clark Show today as a guest host, which I thought was fantastic, was talking about this new pizza website, too. Apparently, you can go and order from Domino's Pizza through some sort of pizza Bitcoin website. I don't have the URL handy, but if you search pizza for Bitcoins, it'll come up.
Frankly, it's a great idea for people who want to get into Bitcoins because you can do it at a discount. You charge a little bit for, being the middleman online to ordering pizzas and ordering whatever for people that want to do it in Bitcoins. And, I mean, people are paying premiums to get Bitcoin, so why not get them at a discount?
Let's go to the phones here and talk to you.
I wanted to tell you before you go on, people, how to get Bitcoin.
Oh, we never got to that.
Bitinstant.com. That is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get Bitcoins. It's a lot more difficult to set up a pizza-buying website than it is just go to Bitinstant.com. That's all you have to do. You can be in all around the world in more than a million locations, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to Bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where you want to deposit the money, just let them know where the money's coming from, where your account is, so that they can deposit that in the Bitcoins into your account and then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your calls. Larry in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, hey, guys, you're great Americans, man. Love listening to you.
I don't know what that means.
I'm going to point out that, Chris Dorner, his political views, you don't hear anybody, on mainstream talking about that.
He was a little lefty, wasn't he?
What's that?
He was a little lefty, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and some of the other shooters, they're all, what's wrong with the liberals, man? They're all violent and losing their minds.
Yeah, I think about a year ago, I was definitely hearing things like those patriot types and those far-right conservatives are dangerous, dangerous people. They're liable to kill you in your sleep. We got to watch out for them. And now you don't hear a lot of that. And I'm just talking about talk shows. Specifically, I'm talking about the Stephanie Miller show. I certainly heard that kind of talk on that show. And I don't hear that much anymore. Then again, I haven't listened to her show in quite some time either.
Yeah, well, you don't hear anybody talking about it, but if it was a conservative, it'd be all over.
Larry, I appreciate you sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, no, you know what? I just, I love listening to you guys. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
We will do that, and I appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE to Montreal, where Jeff is on the line. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you very much. Calling from Montreal, Canada.
Welcome, sir.
Joe here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Cell phone and another portable phone, too. Quick question for you guys. Do you think America's in an abusive relationship with Obama and Uncle Sam?
I think it's always been that way, whether it's George Bush or Obama or, Bill Clinton, you name it. Americans do seem to love their abusive government.
Wow. Do you guys ever? They keep lying to you. The government comes back and says, we're going to pass legislation, make sure this never happens again.
The point of clarification, though, Jeff, doesn't the same thing happen in Canada?
Oh, please, believe me. I'm half American, half Canadian, so anything that's happening over on this side of the border is just as bad as what's going on down there.
Yep.
The only thing is, with Canadians, we keep a lower profile, I guess. But, I was trying to figure out if this is a false flag operation, what is
being...
the alien... Christopher Dorner, excuse me, not the Bitcoins or Ron Paul. I don't think Ron Paul's a false flag operation at all. But the Hegelian dialect, problem, reaction, solution, what will be the solution that the government, the state government, will roll out as a result of this false flag operation?
That's a good question. I was thinking about that, and it's not like they can paint Chris Dorner as the lone nut in the woods, the crazy right-winger with his gun collection. This guy was a left-winger and a cop, so, the proposal certainly can't be to ban guns from police possession, because no statist would make that proposal. So I wonder, what do you think?
This is my preponderance. I mean, I'm really struggling to, there's all sorts of holes in this story, like Swiss cheese. You could drive an SUV right through it. But I'm really trying to figure out what the, quote unquote, problem, reaction, solution thing is. I thought some of my friends have been in the U.S. on Facebook have been saying, it was trying to touch off a race war. I can see that.
I don't understand how that would be.
Because
I don't think Chris Dorner was a racist.
But this targeting of a black man that I think is wrong. Rob Redding on GCN this afternoon was saying this is a lynching. This has been a this was a live lynching of another black man because of what they did and lighting the cabin on fire, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I was just waiting for that backlash from the black community. There has been no backlash.
I don't see why there would. To just say the black community would do something is collectivizing them, and it's not fair.
I think they would have done this to Dorner if Dorner was white.
Right. Black people are individuals, and they're going to look at this situation. A lot of them are going to say, you know, they're going to be happy the cops are fighting because the police have been oppressing them for a long time. And I say them as in, you know, a lot of black people, not all of them, certainly more, you know, the police are more likely to target poor people than they are rich people. And they're certainly more likely to target people of color than they are, you know, Caucasians. So those are just the realities. But I don't see, you know, anybody being so ignorant as to say, I mean, yeah, there's some racists that are black and there's some racists that are white, but they're the minority in those groups. And I can't see them striking out on a race war because the cops are after a black cop. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree. And I would also say that this whole notion of the Tea Party being quote unquote racist, I'm a black person. You're talking to a black man from Canada and I support the Tea Party and I'm not, I'm probably not concerned. You know, you couldn't, I hate it when people try to label people and put titles or, titles on people or things, but if you had to, I would say that I'm a libertarian, if you had to put a label on me. But, no, there has been an attempt by your government, by our government, to align, misalign, the white and the blacks and basically fragment your country. And I think that this whole backlash against Obama is part of it. And this whole story stinks to high heaven because apparently he was touting Obama's accomplishments in the White House. This guy also liked Joe Biden and also
he was a statist. I mean, if you read his manifesto or what is alleged to be his manifesto,
right?
You know, he says that he supports the U.S. government and he doesn't support the LAPD and what they're doing, and that's why he wanted to expose them. But he fully supports the U.S. government. He worked in the Navy as well, so he's a fan of what they do, and he's certainly not a liberty-minded person in any way, shape, or form. And I thank you for the call, Jeff, and
thank your
thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. More about the Ron Paul story, Chris Dorner, what happened at the cabin. Lots to talk about here tonight. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. You can also connect to us on Skype at username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want and dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. You can bring up anything that you want. And if you feel like you didn't get a fair shake, like maybe we moved on too fast from your call, well, we are on 7 nights a week, and you're always welcome to call back. And, you know, if you didn't get a second point out that you wanted to get out, by all means, feel free to call in again anytime you want. Just one call per night is our only rule here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, we've actually had a lot of people calling in tonight. So usually the more people are on the phones, the shorter calls do end up tending to be. So let's continue with those calls here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Topics on the table include Ron Paul and the conflict over RonPaul.com, the Christopher Dorner situation, some of the questions that are surrounding the Chris Dorner the blaze. I mean, was he actually in there? They find a wallet that survives a fire, and it's a wallet with allegedly his ID in it, but a wallet with his ID with it was in it was also found near the border, according to another mainstream media news report, several days ago, a few days ago. So what's the real story there? Why does this guy have more than one wallet? Or was one wallet not actually his and was reported as though it was? Or what's really going on there? And was it really Chris Dorner in the cabin anyway? 855-450-FREE. We've got more from Counterpunch on that question here in moments. But ICE 2020 is on the line in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, ICE.
Hey, how you guys doing today? How you doing?
Hey, ICE. Welcome, sir.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I think it's a big misunderstanding, right? I can't speak for all blacks, but the last caller, that's the reason I called in. I think he's a little confused about why blacks in the first place even vote Democrat. It's real simple. We vote that way because of legislation that happened in the 1960s. I think we talked about this before one time. And I don't want to get into all that.
Well, let me know what it is, because I need to remember.
Okay, in 1964 and 1965, there was civil rights legislation that was passed by Lyndon Johnson.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so blacks vote Democratic because it's legislatively to their advantage. Okay, we realize both parties are corrupt, right?
Sure.
But at least one party.
I imagine whites who think that too.
Yeah, but you know, at least one party passed legislation that kind of makes things almost equal, if not equal. I mean, it's that simple. It's not that complicated. Y'all guys seem to like miss that point, but that's fine.
I don't necessarily agree. I think that you know, Democrats and Republicans both are constantly passing laws that hurt black people and other people as well.
No, not really. I mean, let's think about it for a second, right? The law is a law. The law, one law says that you can't treat a person differently because of their race. Yeah, one group of people say there's a law that says you can't treat a person different because of their race as far as school, education, and job. Then you got another group of people that says we don't care. The state's determined if I'm going to treat you like a second-class citizen or not. So it's not that simple. It's, I mean, like I said before, y'all guys kind of young.
Well, hold on a second, Ice. Right? Wait a minute, Ice. You're ignoring all the other laws they passed that keep you down, like regulations
down?
And business licensing that prevent people.
No, you missed the point again. You totally missed the point.
No, I'm not missing the point. I agree. You're not even listening to what I have to say. I agree with you that people shouldn't discriminate, ideally, you know, on the basis of race. I'm with you there, but I don't think you're paying attention to the fact that both Republicans and Democrats work together to make the business environment more difficult for poor people to get into, and that affects blacks disproportionately in a lot of ways. So you've got regulations out there that prevent people from starting their own business up. They'll get arrested if they start a business in their own home. You know, there's a great story, for instance, in Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, about a girl who was doing African hair braiding, and she was black.
I think you're just jumping to that conclusion. I don't think the story even says that. We're just making the assumption.
I believe she was black in that story, but you're right, Mark. Maybe I don't recall all the details. Odds are good it's probably not a white girl that's doing African
hair
braiding.
That's what I'm saying, right?
So she's doing, you know, native African hair braiding, and the news media in her town thought it was a great story. They did a report on it, and then after that, the bureaucrats came after her, and they threatened her with, you know, fines, and eventually if you don't pay the fines, you go to jail. They threatened her, and they said, you need to get a beauty license or a beautician's license. And people, you know, the people that are voting for these licensing laws are Republicans and they're Democrats. So, you know, maybe they did something nice back in 1964, but, you know, they've done all kinds of things to screw people over.
Well, it was 1964 and 1965. I'm an electronic technician, okay? I don't braid hair. It's kind of offensive for you to go to that level right there, but that's fine.
Sensitive.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of offensive, but it's fine.
What's offensive? What was offensive?
I mean, you're going from, I'm an electronic technician, okay?
Yeah.
And I fix automation all day long. I fix machines. I don't deal with people. I deal with machines.
Great.
I deal with PLCs and controllers and machines all day long. So it's fine, right? But
what was offensive, though?
I mean, just you go into the whole, there's a young girl that braids hair, so automatically she's black, and blah, blah, blah about business. That's fine, right? I'm just telling you why.
Okay, I don't see what was offensive, though. Can you clarify for me what was offensive about that? I was giving you a real story of a girl who had her livelihood threatened. She was trying to start her own business. She's a young lady, and that's a good thing when people start their own businesses. But the government didn't want to have anything to do with that. They wanted to stop her from having her own business because there are rich people who have decided to put legislation in place through their Democratic and Republican buddies in the state legislatures all around the country that protect them from upstarts like this 15-year-old girl who was braiding hair. What's offensive about that?
I think the reason that the guy Dahmer, whatever his name was, the cop that was doing that lot of minorities can relate to it, the fact that sometimes people take a broad swipe at blacks, okay? We got some blacks that are jerks, okay, and commit crimes. But the problem is that blacks find it that it's this broad, like, swipe by, okay, we'll get all blacks and we'll treat all blacks the same. But all blacks don't do the same thing, okay? We have a problem.
Absolutely. Right? You're individuals, as I said earlier.
When the last caller called in, right, and said something about a race war, he was being silly. Of course it's not going to be a race war.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But of course, I don't know about the politics of it all, right, but a lot of minorities can relate to what the guy did because none of us believe in hurting innocent people, but we can relate to the fact that he got screwed over by the system. And he was trying to just...
I don't know if you heard my comments, but they were almost identical to what you were saying during
almost,
that conversation.
Almost, but, you know, I mean, like I said, right, I'm just...
Where was the offensive part? You still haven't answered my question about that.
About the braiding hair thing, about the black girl. First of all, you assume that she's black because she braided hair. That was offensive.
No, it was African
hair braiding. Native African hair braiding was the style of braids she was doing.
Whatever.
Should I not have jumped to that conclusion?
You should have not done that.
How many white girls know how to do African hair braiding?
I don't know. But I'm trying to stay away from the whole color thing because y'all guys trying
you
to.
You are?
Right.
It seems to be the main focus of your call tonight.
Yeah.
But no, but the main focus of my call was to try to explain to you why we can relate to what happened. And
people
you don't want to. you being kind of young and not being around in the 1960s. You don't understand
Here's what my problem is.
Mark was around in the 1960s.
No, he wasn't. Here's my problem with the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The problem is that it limits
64 and 65.
Okay. Yeah, the problem is that it limits both blacks and whites from deciding who they want to do business with and who they don't want to do business with.
So it's okay to be a racist.
What's that?
It's okay to be a racist.
It is.
No, it's not okay.
It doesn't matter whether or not it's illegal to be a racist. You're not going to stop it.
You're not listening to what I'm saying then.
Okay.
Okay, what I said was the reason why a lot of blacks vote democratically is because there was legislation passed that's saying that we're equal to you.
Hold on. Are you assuming I'm white?
You already said you was. I'm talking. Listen to your show.
No, you have not. You have never heard me say I'm white because I am not white.
Yes, you did. One time you told a story about you was in jail, okay, and this black guy punched you in the face. Did you tell that story one time? I listened to this.
For a long time because I got
all
my
time, yeah.
Eye was bloody.
I know y'all guys. You know, it ain't that deep.
But I say now, because I don't think that there is, you know, the fact is I'm not totally white, so I can't be white.
You claim to be Jewish, but Jewish is a religion, not a race.
What's that?
It's kind of funny when you say that.
I'm also American Indian.
You know what I mean? You say, like, I'm Jewish, but that's a, like a religion, not a race.
No,
it's
not true. Jewish is a race.
Hebrews are a race.
Spent a lot of time talking about race for somebody who didn't want to talk about race.
I'm just telling you what it is.
All right.
So the Democrats passed a law a long time ago that you like. What have they done recently for you?
For me?
Yeah. Anything?
I mean, nobody's done anything for me personally. Except for all I just like the fact that the president's trying to make things, you know, he's trying to move things along a little bit.
What does that mean?
With drones and killing kids?
He's trying to move the state along. He's trying to grow the state just like his predecessor, George Bush. You know, I'm over the whole, you know, I'm not interested in focusing on the race of people. I don't think that that's important. What I want to focus on is their individual choices, their individual actions, the things that they say. And Barack Obama isn't really any different from George W. Bush. He's a little bit younger.
He's killing children, just like George Bush killed children. Did Barack Obama try to pass law that makes Social Security?
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. They're both killers, and that's all I need to know. They both want to control your life. What else do you need to know about these people? Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.